Did I not fucking tell you to get on the bed? I explicitly remember telling you to come upstairs because I wasn't done with you. And yet it seems you've mysteriously gone deaf. That, or whatever fucking crawled up your ass, is now in your head, giving you some fucking sense of entitlement like you can stand up to me. How many times do I have to tell you before I get it through your thick fucking skull? Under my roof, you are my bitch. And apparently, that's a lesson you still haven't learned. You don't want to get on the bed? Fine. Over here. Now. Such a pretty, pretty little face on you. Your fucking act straight and listen to me. Get on the bed. There. Don't know whether to ask you if something is specifically fucking with your head. Or if you're just being an asshole for the sake of pissing me off. If it were the first one, you would have actually told me before I gave you the punishment instead of taking it. That means you know you deserve this. That you have done something. And this little tough act is just that. And you're just waiting. Waiting to see what I do to try and break that act and get you back to being my good little boy. On your back. Are you really gonna keep this up? Do I really need to get the whip? That's what I thought. One thing's for sure, even when you're a little prick, you still never want what happened the first time to happen again. There you go. Funny, even though you're on your back, you can still see how red your ass is from here. What am I gonna do? Well, I've seen there's only one way to fix this little attitude of yours. And I see that spanking's gotten you nice and hard now, hasn't it? Such a little asshole today, and you still answer my questions with yes, ma'am. Good boy. Crawl up between your legs. For a moment, I'll just look over your cock. All nice and hard, and even starting to drip a little bit of pre-cum. As much as you want to be an asshole today, your cock still knows what I want. Well, I suppose I'll just have to take care of that now, won't Yes. Because even when you are the biggest asshole that you can possibly bring yourself to be to me, I still know what's best for you and what'll help you get back to being my good little pet. If the spankings never work, I have one of two methods now, don't I? right. I suppose I've been staring at your cock for long enough now, haven't I? What if I just lean forward and You love it when I kiss up the side of your cock, don't you, baby? You want to pay special attention to the head? Make sure that when I kiss the head of your cock, there's just a little bit of suction. Like I'm trying to pour it into my mouth just with one little kiss. I don't even have to say it, do I? Well, considering your attitude, I suppose I should anyways. You're not allowed to come until I say so. Do you understand me? Good. Now, what was that? I don't think so. This is the best you're getting. You don't get my pussy after you fucking keep me up all night wondering where you've been. Well, you should know why I stopped. The tone in your voice says it all, baby. You're too close. You're not allowed to come yet. What Get your fucking hands off of my head. Good. Come on, baby. You know you want to come for me. Yeah. Come on. No. 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 I told you to get up to the edge. I never said you could come. No, no, no. Don't think because you beg now you'll get what you want. Now, I'm gonna leave you here. I want you to stay put. And if I come back and find any evidence that you have fucking finished yourself off, we'll have to get the whip again.